About a decade ago, a housing crisis swept the country. The crash devastated many communities and changed the lives of millions of Americans who experienced foreclosure or simply walked away from homes owing more than they were worth. Here's what we heard from residents of Miami Township in Montgomery County at the time, neighbors living near vacant and abandoned houses.
We really stay away from it. The grass was at least knee high.
It smells like there might be a dead animal in the backyard. Honestly, there's like a whole bunch of flies and it's pretty nasty.
It's very disrupting. It's an eyesore. And I contacted our township and I was told that it would get worse before it got better because of all the bureaucracy they had to go through in a situation like that.
The situation has improved dramatically in Dayton over the last decade, but foreclosures remain a problem for some homeowners. An economic recovery has been slow in some parts of the Miami Valley.
Last property up for bid today is 2018 CV1830.
Every Friday morning in Montgomery County, there is a sheriff's sale for homes in foreclosure. On this morning, around 30 people have gathered inside the commissioner's hearing room on the 10th floor of the Montgomery County Administration Building.
$36,100 up front. $36,500.
Sheriff sales are the final step in the foreclosure process. These properties are on the auction block because the homeowners have defaulted on their payments and haven't been able to work out arrangements with their lenders. Among the auction attendees are agents representing the lenders. They've come to the auction to try and recoup some of the money lenders are losing. There are also real estate brokers and home buyers here hoping to get a good deal on a property that in all likelihood will sell below its market value.
$45,500 going once, going twice, sold for $45,500.
Craig Kellogg is a real estate broker in Centerville. He purchased two of more than a dozen properties up for auction today, downstairs in the lobby. Kellogg tells me he's been attending sheriff sales for almost 20 years, even before he became a broker in 2004. He says today's housing market is much better than he remembers a decade ago. Sheriff sales back then were more crowded.
Around 2007 in the mortgage crisis, there was probably 60 homes a week in the Montgomery County one. And, you know, the banks would be buying them back. And so they would claim them back and the public wasn't getting maybe one or two per sale.
Kellogg still makes regular appearances at sheriff sales in five counties, including Warren, Greene, Hamilton, and Butler. He says the number of homes up for auction at sheriff sales is down significantly.
So we've seen the decline in all counties. Butler County had one last week.
And Kellogg says many foreclosed properties that end up at sheriff sales today sell at higher prices than a decade ago. That makes it tougher for home buyers looking for a deal, but it's often good for the lenders buying their homes out of foreclosure. Higher prices are also good for the county. Clerk of Courts Russ Joseph says lower foreclosure numbers are helping to ease the budget strain he saw during the mortgage crisis.
In 2008, for example, about 45% of our civil filings were mortgage foreclosures. Today, that's down to about 28%. So, you know, definitely a drastic reduction, really almost year over year since the Great Recession.
In 2008, there were more than 5,000 foreclosed properties in Montgomery County. By 2017, that number had dropped to just over 1,500. Dayton's housing crash during the Great Recession and even decades before was recently featured in a PBS Frontline documentary. The film presented a stark picture of the recession's lingering effects on the city.
Tonight, a Frontline ProPublica special, correspondent Alec McGillis examines the growing disparities between our cities, once thriving places like Dayton, Ohio, cities that have been left behind.
The poverty rate in Dayton is 34.5%, which is nearly three times the poverty rate nationwide.
Joseph says the Frontline program hit home and was accurate on many levels, but he says producers overlooked what Dayton has gotten right in recent years.
I was here for the Great Recession and know how damaging that was to our families in the community. They didn't talk about the work that's been done here to save people's homes, the work being done on education and job training. They've missed the whole rebirth of Dayton's story, and I think that's a shame. I think they need to have a follow-up, honestly, to show that, because you would think nothing's been done since NCR left town, and it's just not true.
Still, some Dayton neighborhoods have a long way to go before they're considered healthy, and some advocates point to loosening loan regulations and other signs they say could indicate another housing bust is on the way. For now, though, many Montgomery County officials say they're seeing signs of economic growth, particularly downtown, and they say with continued state and federal investment, Dayton neighborhoods will continue to recover. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.